Good morning, Rabbi Isai. We're going to be learning today the halachas that relate specifically to one who's doing suuda this week, this year, on Purim, the prozim, meaning outside of Eretz Yisrael, outside of Yerushalayim, outside of Tzfas. You do a Purim, the prozim is going to be on a Friday. Now, all the halachas of Purim we learned throughout the years, apply in Purim this year the same way. And the only difference is, the one thing, is the Seudah. And there's two parts we're going to be learning today, there'll be two parts of this year. Part number one is, when exactly, what time should one do the Shir? And the Seudah. What time does the Seudah start? And what exact time we should do it, that'll be the first part. And the second part is basically, what do you do with the Seudah and the meal of Friday night, the little Shabbos Seudah, and we'll get to the concept called Purim Mapo Mekadesh in just a bit, and as we'll do, we'll go through the main sources to see the main sugya. So let's start with number one over here. Number one is the Gemara Pesachim that's like this. Anyone who's learning the Daf Yomi will be these sugyas are going to come very soon, in about a week, right after Purim. We're getting back to the sugyas which are going to get to Purim. So the Gemara tells us again with base is really a sugya of the whole Amud over there regarding Mechlekes. We'll see how the Brisa that concludes it. Lo yechal adam be'ev Shabbos yom tovim miteisha shoyes v'lamala. A person should not eat from the ninth hour and on. Kedei shikones l'kis Shabbos k'shu taiva divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He should go into Shabbos hungry, so I don't need to eat close to Shabbos. Rabbi Yisi oimer oichel v'oilech ad shetechesh. Rabbi Yisi says, no, you can eat till the night. Don't worry about it. And that's what it says. The Rambam says in Perek Lam Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Dalet, Asur likvoya seuda umishteh be'ev Shabbos v'bnei kvod Shabbos. You're not allowed to do a seuda on Erev Shabbos because of kvod Shabbos. He doesn't say taivo, but he says kvod Shabbos. Umuto lechol v'ishteh tat shach, you're allowed to eat till the evening. Why? Because Rabbi Yisi said you're allowed to eat till the evening, and the Gemara that clearly says Halacha is like a basic. Still, still, it's appropriate that a person should not eat for the ninth hour and on, because you should go in when he's taiv leichol. So, what does the Rambam seem to say? Without any mefarshim, you would think what the Rambam is saying is, if you have machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. In the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, don't eat from the ninth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can eat the whole day. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda, you can eat the whole day on Erev Shabbos. But even though we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we're still saying, try to go like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what you would say in the Rambam. If you look at the Ravid, right there in the Rambam, Ravid says, also kvar sudim, yishtei kosa Ravid, davka shos likvar min amincha v'lamala. He says, you should not be kriviyah min amincha v'lamala. And there's a gist over here that we talk about chatzos. They're referring to chatzos. So he says, don't do it from that time. Okay. The Ravid just tells us, so what does the Ravid try to say? Really, the Mefarshim over here are struggling with what the Ravid is trying to tell on the Rambam. And then to stand clear, let's see the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah number 3 tells us, the cost of Mefarshim is avi shemuto lechol ad shetechesh, even though you're allowed to eat until the evening. That's the, sorry, in the, here it's right over here. You can eat until the evening. Even though you can even start the meal then. That's, for a need you need for that moment. You can do it every Shabbos. Okay. We have a Gisub HaMincha. His grace is the Rav HaChatzos. Says the Pshat the Rambam is that you're not supposed to do a Seudah that you don't do every day. Because it says, to do a Kviya Seudah that you don't do every day, don't do it ever. And he goes on and says, and ulikves b'Seudah shogu b'chol mitzli manim teishav v'lamala. The fish is sovereign rabbin, and the avocado, the caramel, the cab, you see, don't make a chodah, the chach, the chach, I will accuse you of the canal, the rabbin. So, what is the Magen Mishnah like this? The way the Rambam holds is like this. If you're doing a meal which is extra, it's a bigger than a regular meal, then you could do it. Then you should not do the whole day. If you're doing a meal that it's a regular, you're just eating regularly, you could do the whole day. You want to do kviya seuda, then you should not do it for the 9 hours of lamala. Even Rabbi Yisrael says don't do a kviya seuda. That's what the Magen Mishnah learns. If you look at the Beis Yosef number 4, the Beis Yosef says kviya seuda on Shabbos. So we all you could do till the night. This brings a slew of Rishonim. They all say you could start the meal until the evening. Not like a Be'ag that disagrees and holds a Be'isi also says you can't start for the 9 hour. So that's what he says. The Bishayz also explains on the tour. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch in a moment. That we talk a meal which is not the normal meal you eat during the year, you're not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos. You should not do. You're not allowed to do the whole day. The whole day you should not do a big meal. A small meal, like a regular meal, really you could do the whole day. And maybe whatever the Rambam says, the Magen Mishnah says, that mamash kviya seuda with the bread, don't do till the 9th hour. So let's get to that. So that is what the Rishonim bring over here. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says on halacha. Look at number 5, the left side of the page. Shulchan Aruch tells us, also likvoya be'ev Shabbos seuda mishto she'ein erogil bo'ev me'echol. You're not like a meal in Erev Shabbos, so you're not used to it during the week. Ve'afilu seuda se'erusin. Even if it's a, so the same thing. Pre-kvot Shabbos, she kones the Shabbos, keshu toev le'echon. She kones the Shabbos when he's hungry. So don't eat. If you're not used to it. The kol ha'yom echal ha'yisro. The whole day now I'll do it. U'le'echon v'lishtos b'li kviyu suda. And to eat and drink with adekvis. Filu suda shirogu bo be'echon kol ha'yom mutal la'tchil min adin. You can eat the whole day. Ava mitzol limana mikvot suda shirogu be'echon mitesh adil ma'as. He learns a little different than Magen Mishnah. Basically says, a meal that you do every day, better not to do from 9 hours on. As the Gemara tells him, sorry. But, if you do it, you're allowed really to do it the whole day, better not to do 9 hours on, regular suda. What about suda, which is bigger than usual? The whole day you should not do, that's as pasta shulchan aruch. That's halacha. Don't do a big suda during the day. Now the shayla, what is the ravid? The ravid that says, what is he's coming to say? So the Magen Mishnah, the ravid is coming to be machmir on the Rambam. He says, you're not allowed to do it earlier. Someone will learn that the rabbi is coming to be maker. The rabbi is telling you, you say don't do a big meal, a huge meal, don't do the whole day. I hold you could do it from Chatzos, you could do it. That's how, according to the Gius of the rabbi, the rabbi comes to be maker the Rambam. So the Kovit says, Kovit is a mefarish on the Rambam, and in the Rambam. So that's all a regular meal. So bigger meal than usual, don't do the whole day. Maybe according to the rabbi, you could do it to Chatzos. Normal meal, try to do till the 9th hour, but you could really do the whole day according to Abiyasi. Says the Ramah, Hago, Suda Shizmano Be'ev Shabbos Kigoin Bris Mila, Oy Pidyo Naben, Mutar Ken Yireliv V'chen Amin Yipashot. Then you're allowed to do. What are you talking about allowed to do? You're allowed to do a big meal. Meaning, even though we said don't do a big meal the whole day, But we're not talking about a Suda's mitzvah. We're not talking about a Suda's mitzvah. Now, without going forward, what would you say that the Ramah is referring to? That you should not do the big meal that we said don't do the whole day. You're allowed to do it in Erev Shabbos. Until when? Who said Chatzos? Nobody mentioned Chatzos. Not one mentioned Chatzos. Either it means the whole day, the Parshat Shabbos means the whole day. Or even to say that you treat it like a regular meal. Regular meal, I told you, don't do till the 9th hour. Try to avoid doing till the 9th hour. A big meal, if it's a mitzvah, also the same thing. Or it's even better than the better meal. The Ramah doesn't say anything about it. We'll get back to that in a moment. If you go to the Ramah in Siman Tafrei Tzadikei, which is the Siman of Purim, right? That's number 6. What does the Ramah say over there? You try to do the suda after mincha, and you do ma'ariv in the night. Spalim mincha tchila boidim. Godel do oral mincha. This is a shock to the Ramo. We once went into that in one of the years. The oath, every year you should have most of the meal in the day. Some argue with him. We'll leave that for now. But he says, oh, you should always try to do it most of the day. Look at what he said. He holds you should do most of the meal in the day. Okay, Shachal, Purim B'yom Shishi. Purim falls on a Friday. Then what? Yasu Suda B'Shachris. Do the meal on the morning. Mishum Kvod Shabbos. Says the Rama, you could do it in Shachris. What does Shachris mean? Mash before Chatzais. Where did that come in? Where did he say that? The Rama before told us that a big meal as a dinner like maybe a regular meal. Where did Chatzais come? The Rama just says Shachris. Shachris means in the morning. Could be doesn't mean Shachris. Mama Shachris could be mean Shachris earlier in the day. But if you want to say Shachris, question, where does it come from? So I'm bringing a little bit the what we're going to get to in a moment. That we saw the Raivid at Tzachatzos. That was the only one that said Chatzos. Could be that we use the Raivid. The Raivid that says you can do Tzachatzos, a big meal. So we use that when it's Suda's Mitzvah. Maybe that's where the Ramah comes from. It's a little hard to know where it comes from. Okay. Before we get to that, let's go now into the Mishneh Berurah regarding the halachas that we just learned. So we're going to start with the Mishneh Berurah and Siman Reish Betet. The first Shulchan Aruch we learned was Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Betet was Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Mishneh Berurah Bismillah, you could do Bismillah early. Says the Mishneh Berurah Afilu Meina B'Shmila Yedos, even though it's not the eighth day, you could still do it because that's the hour. In other words, anything you have, it goes to Pidyon HaBen. In other words, anything which is a mitzvah, you could do. By the way, if you look at the Bir Halacha quickly, just run to the Bir Halacha on the side, the last line, Bir Halacha says, or Siyum. You could do a Siyum Erev Shabbos. A big meal, and they'll see you on Erev Shabbos, you can do that. Now, says the Mishneh Berurah goes on Mutar. So he says, Digaget Suda's Mitzvah. Vein Litchoy Sebri Suda's Shabbos. Umikom Lechatchilo Mitzvah Lagdimo B'Shachris Meshuk for Shabbos. You should do it in the morning. Kvot Shabbos see what they're saying, hey, so basically it's Suda's like the Ramah tells us later. Even the Ramah now just says you could do it, doesn't sound he's restricting you at all. Right? And Simon Reish Betes, he says, Mutter, you could just do it. It doesn't give you any restrictions. Maybe 9 hours. So maybe to do it in the morning, like he says later. Ubi David Yochla Seisa Filumin Chalai, you could do it even afterwards, says Bidi Abit. Okay. So, now the Mefarshim on the simulation with this tell you, the Mugger of Rome, tells you you should do it before the 9th hour. Says the Bir Alach over here, you look at on the Bir Alach on the side. Right next to the second part, says the Mashiach Yom Gevurah Shabbat the Mitzvah Atchil Kodesh Tesha. She do before the 9th hour. Who Mefurish Kwanz Mitar Tzekei Liyantzu Es Purim. We also may say in Shan the fish. He says it's interesting. It's a Ramah. Chemur Shem Ba'agod B'Shul Ledavar Zeh. Vanuchem Aminyan the Shan the B'Di'evet Chosu Es Purim Afilu Mincha V'Lamal. So here the Bir Alacha says, oh, 9th hour. What's the 9th hour? Oh, Purim. Look at Purim. The Ramah says Shachris. So you see, right over here, the Bir Alacha understands the Ramon that says Shachris. It means before the 9th hour. That's what it means, Shachris. It means earlier in the day. And with the Evid, you could do it even afterwards, because the Ramon there, here the Ramon just tells us, says the Bir Alacha, Mutter. There he says, try to do it before the 9th hour. Mashra, it's bad to do it, but with the Evid, you could do it even later. And then with that, we get to the Mishneh Berurah on Hilchos Purim. And the Mishneh Berurah says, Baruch Yom Gadol. He says, so first of all, he says that we should do it, you know, maybe we'll just to see the first part. Because we're going to get back to that in a moment. When we get to the next sugya, you see that the Mishneh Berurah tells us, it's better to do in the morning. Have your family and your friends. You can't be very happy alone. Try to have people with you. Okay. Get back to that in a moment. The next Mishneh Berurah says, Suda B'Shachris, Hainu Koidem Chatzois Hayoyim Lechatchila. You should do it in the morning early. Vayem Yad Ephraim Ashikosa B'Shem Ma'aril. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us, Suda Spurim on Erev Shabbos, what should you do it? Shachris. What does Shachris mean? Says the Mishneh Berurah before Chatzois. But look at the Ma'aril. Look at the Yad Ephraim and the Ma'aril. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. That's all he tells us. What is he referring to? So before we get to that, first of all, the Vilna Gaon tells us, in number 8 over here, at the bottom of the page, what is the raya regarding that you could do it that you could do it when you have a mitzvah. Look at the, that we could do it, you try to do it earlier, not do it later. Says the Bir HaGoyin, the Goyin, in Zayin, or Zayin, Keshechal, Ayin Tzir, Shvetez, Beis Mitzvah Limana, V'kol Shkemi Ayin Gavno. It says, it's a mitzvah to Mimana. Look at what it says over there in the Shulchan Aruch. It says the mitzvah is to try to do a Seuda from the ninth hour on. Says the Goyin, Kol Shekin in this case, which is an even bigger meal. Don't do your regular meal from ninth hour on. Kol Shekin this, you should not do from when? From the ninth hour on. Meaning the Goyin tells you, when the Ramah tells you the Purim, try to do it early, where does he take it from? From the sentence in the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mentes that tells you, try to avoid doing before the ninth hour. After the ninth hour. So I mean, the Goyin seems to say ninth hour. Because he's referencing this to there. Here it says ninth hour, it says look at there. That's number one.
Why in the ninth hour, why wouldn't it be chatzos? Why wouldn't you, so much of what we do is...
Because that's the first Gemara that we saw. The first Gemara, look at the first Gemara. The Gemara tells you, if you look at number one, the Gemara says, even Rabbi Yehuda, it says not to, said, lo yichal ad mevshav, you're talking mitesh shav zulamalo. Ninth hour. Kishkos d'shav kishu time. But the Gemara already told you this ninth hour. It means the second mincha, half an hour before the second mincha. Second mincha is 9.5 hours. So it's 10.5 hours. Ninth hour means the end of the ninth hour. And, right? That's right. That's what it is. So he goes, that's what he says. So now that's the source. So the Goyin clearly says the ninth hour because it's referring to there. The Mishnah Berurah himself tells you, try to do it before Chatzos. Where does he take it from? There's only one source to that, the Pashtus. And that is the Siduri Amudi Shemaim of the Yavetz. The Yavetz wrote a Siddur. And in the Siddur, he put halachas. They're very short, very concise. Obviously, Mishnah Berurah relies on it a lot. If you look at number 10 on the page, the left side of the page, in the bottom, you have the, like a very short line that the Yavetz says. Says the Yavetz, what does it mean, Be'ev Shabbos? Says the Yavetz, Tzorech la'asoyis ha'seuda lifnei chatzois hayoyim lifnei kvod Shabbos. Before Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah, right? We know the Shatzir. What's the Shatzir? The Shatzir gives you the sources. Says the Shatzir, what's the source I told you Chatzos? This is the source. This is the only source. Usually you have a Magen Avraham, a Tat. You have over here, that's the source. But the Mishnah Berurah himself says, go look at the Ma'aril. What's the case of the Ma'aril? Meaning the Yad Efraim says, go look at the Ma'aril. So first of all, the summary of the Ma'aril is the number 11. Number 11, it was the Yad Efraim in the Mishnah Berurah sense. He says, because the truth is Ma'aril, dying according to Shua Siris, before the 10th hour, meaning the end of the 9th hour. That's what the Yad Efraim says. What's the Ma'aril? Look at the Ma'aril. The Ma'aril is a question that was asked in the Ma'aril. Now what was asked the Ma'aril? Keshechal Purim B'yoyim Vav, we're number 12 over here. Right? Keshechal Purim B'yoyim Vav, you have Purim in on the, right in the top of the page, on the 6th, on the Friday, Eichno Agim B'sudas Purim. What'd you do B'sudas Purim? I'm not going to go through the whole tshuva. The question was, you have a big meal, what do you do? Should you start the meal early? How do you start the meal? It goes into all the questions, some of them we're going to refer to in a moment when we get to the next part of the shiur. So it says, so that, as he goes on, so the ma'aseh, we'll get back to this shaila later, but what is the tshuva of the ma'aseh? Let's look at the tshuva. So the spirit be yavah matchilim be'etah koidem samach la'mincha. Before the mincha, which is the ninth hour. Everybody, Rabbi Yudo and Rabbi Yaisi, the Gemara that we saw in the beginning, they all say you could start a meal before the ninth hour. Before mincha, mincha ktana. Before the end of the ninth hour, I feel Rabbi Yudo shari. That's what he says. And he brings a story that we'll get to in a moment. That's what it is. One line for the end of the Ma'aril. I knew that goes back to what you were saying before. Afilu lo yigmur adachartesha. You can finish later. Tim lokim shito. We talk about starting. The whole sukkah is about starting the meal. Once you start the meal, you can go on. There's no inyan. Mafsiki, we'll get to in a moment. We'll see the Gemara regarding when you have to stop. But there's no din to stop. You have to start before the ninth hour. So what I wanted to bring for this point of this year, for this part, you see over here, the mashmos of the Ramah and Simon Shvites. The Vilna Goyen that refers to Tavir Taigei, to Tavir Shvites. The Ma'aril that the Yad Efraim refers to, all say that we're talking about before the end of the ninth hour. The Mishnah Berurah himself says, go look at the Yad Efraim quoting the Ma'aril. So right, the Mishnah Berurah does say, brings the Yavetz and says it before Chatzos. But it seems very clear, and this is Oisik with this for now for a few weeks, we'll see in a moment why, that this is, there's a lot to rely on to do even lechatchila, the Seuda until the ninth hour. There's so many sources to rely on it to start till the ninth hour, and Mishnah Berurah himself, who refers to do it before Chatzos, really tells you, go look at the Ma'aril, it's until the ninth hour. So, yes, there is a sheet to do before Chatzos. You want to be Yitzhak, all the sheetas, you should try to do before the Chatzos, if it's possible, if it's easy. But there's so much what to rely on to do before the end of the ninth hour, that it's really, and at the Mashmos, so the Sugis, the Chatzos, only the Ravid brings, in the Ramah is never mentioned, it really sounds, that's why it's like, one that was, person I deal with, they wrote at Alok and he wrote, best to do before Chatzos, okay to do until the ninth hour. So no, it's not okay, it's more than that. It's basically, it's lechatchila to do it before the end of the ninth hour. Again, the Mishnah, there is a sheet that says, you want to be very machmir to do it for Chatzos and it works well, go for it. But if not, there's no need to put to drive yourself crazy.
Given you have more time to celebrate the Simcha, but it's a complicated time.
Very complicated. So again,
more time to digest.
That helps you for Shabbos. For sure, it helps you. For sure, you can do this. Sure, there's a Mila. But except the Mila, there's what to rely on. Now, here comes the end of the ninth hour for us. What is that? You open the Maizman, you won't find it. Nobody tells you because it's half an hour before the Mincha. It's basically around here in New York is about 5 to 3 p.m. this year. So in New York times, around 5 to 3. Means start the meal before that hour. Again, before Chatzos is better, but Amayla, but L'chatchili could start before the end of the ninth hour. So that's part one of the shiur, when to start. Could start the meal till the end, before the ninth hour, and then go on and continue. Now, clearly, as the Biur Halacha said, if you did not start by then, you didn't. So then what do? You can start till the evening. Better not to, but at least try to start before 5 to 3. But if a person wasn't able to, you should start the meal until the evening, that, like as we saw, because the mice, if you didn't do it, you do it then. Let's say that's part one. Now, part two is you start the meal. Let's say you start at the right, you start before the ninth hour, 5 to 3. How do you end the meal? Or when is the best way to end the meal? So let's go now to the other side of the page. Second page over here. Here. And we're going to go here to the Gemara, starting number 13, the Gemara and Pesachim Daf Kuf. The Gemara Pesachim, again, the same Gemara that we spoke of before, is the Gemara continues, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. And the Gemara speaks about stopping the meal. And the Gemara brings a machloek, the Tanya, of seeking l'Shabbos, the Rabbi Yehuda, Shabbos, coming after stopping the meal. Rabbi Yisrael, you ain't of seeking. You don't stop. You don't stop your meal on Shabbos. Umay said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Mesubim Be'akko. Story. Three Tanoim was sitting down in Akko. The Kiddush Shalom Ayoim, suddenly Shabbos comes in. Should we stop and do like a Yudo that says you have to stop the meal when Shabbos comes in? Every day you say my things, my words in front of a Yudo. Now in my place you're going to bring a Yudo Shito. Very pertinent, right? You bring it up. It's in my place, and you bring a Rebbe Shita. So maybe we should not stop. So basically, you start a meal, you do not have to stop before when Shabbos comes in. Next sentence of the Gemara. No. You don't have to stop the meal like a Rebbe, but you don't continue the meal either. Elo poyres mapo umekadesh. A new concept. Paris Papa Mikadish, you take a mapo on top of your bread and you do Kiddush. Meaning you continue the meal, but you have to do Kiddush in the middle of the meal. That's what the Gemara tells us over here in number, that's the Pesachim Daf Kuf. Paris Papa Mikadish. Okay, one second, let's build it up. Let's get to all the details, but we're gonna go through it. So we have a dinner Paris Papa Mikadish. Now Paris Papa Mikadish, a lot of the details about it, different shitas and the Rishonim and the Achronim. But let's see over here, the Shulchan Aruch really summarizes the whole thing in number 14. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Asur litoim klum kodim shikadish. In regular Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush. Afilu mayim. Even water, you're not allowed to do it. By the way, this is a mistake people make. They think you can drink water before Kiddush. You can't drink water before Kiddush. You could drink water before Avdallah. That's why it's a little confusing. And comes Moitzei Shabbos and you didn't do Avdalah yet, you could drink water. But it comes in the Friday night, you're not allowed to drink water. You start a meal before, what do? You have to stop. How do you stop? We're just learning the Gemara. You should do Paris Mapo. Fima, you show you already drink wine in the meal. You do Kiddush with no Birkas Hayayin. Why not Birkas Hayayin? You already did Birkas Hayayin. So it's an interesting Kiddush. You pick up the cup, you say Vayechulu, and then you say Baruch Ata Hashem, Mikadosh Shabbos. No Birkas Hayayin. Because Birkas Hayayin is already done. Ve'achal kach, now, Mevorach Birkas HaMoitzi, you should start by saying, you do a Moitzi. V'imen lo Yayin Mikadosh Shabbos, and Mevorach HaMoitzi. V'yesh Oyim, some say, Sha'am Mikadosh HaYayin, Eino Mevorach HaMoitzi. So do you do Bruch of Geffen or Moitzi? He says, Yain you do, Moitzi Mechloikis. Yain you don't do, you don't do Bruch of Geffen. HaMoitzi is a Mechloikis if you do it or not. Do you do it or not? You have to cover the bread. That's Peres Mahapa. Peres Mahapa means you have to cover the bread. And as the first should bring, many old, it's the discussion, which will, it's more the details of the later Achorim, you should have Lechem Mishnah. So you take a Lechem Mishnah, and you cover the Lechem Mishnah, and then you do a Geffen, and you just cut the bread. There's no amaitz according to the second sheet. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah number 15, Mishnah Berurah we'll go down to the Mishnah Berurah before we go back to the next sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah tells us that ve'achak ve'avoyel because amaitzi. So he says like this: Haynu k'shebal ligmu achak esudos ve'avoyel because amaitzi v'chadash. According to the sheet, he do amaitzi. Te'ainu yaitzal amaitzi shibir tchilas seuda fi'shakidish matayin she'etzuch loyim roy. No, the Kiddush is Efsek. So that's why the first sheet on the Shulchan Aruch holds, you have to do Amoitzi. And that's what you have to do because Amoitzi. And then you go to explain it. Skip to the next Shaburo. Ain't Baruch Amoitzi. It's really Kiddush La Efsek. The Kavin, the Sovik Brachas La Akel. Usually it was Keshayimim. We have a rule. We just learn the Hilchas Brachas. What happens if I have a Brach? I'm not sure if I say the Brachas or not. You don't say the Brach. So we have your Mechalek, you say because Amoitzi. What does the Shaburo say? You don't say Amoitzi. So, praise Ma'apur B'Kaddish is what do? You stop the meal, do Kiddush without bread b'agafen, when the breads are covered, then you cut the bread without saying a mitzi, eat bread, eat challah, like if you have a Shabbos without a mitzi, continue the meal. That's what it is. Okay? Now, here, let's start this. I started dealing with this sugya a few weeks ago. Why? Because a friend of mine came to me with a quote with a shayla. He wants to do a bar mitzvah. He has a bar mitzvah this Friday. And he wants to have the bar mitzvah with a Peres Mapo Mekadosh. He wants to start the meal before Shabbos, stop at Peres Mapo Mekadosh, continue Friday night, be a very nice, beautiful bar mitzvah. Should he do Peres Mapo Mekadosh or not? Is there any issue to do Peres Mapo Mekadosh? So, seems here from the Gemara, clearly do Peres Mapo Mekadosh, right? You have Peres Mapo Mekadosh. But let's think about it. Some of the issues that come up with Peres Mapo Mekadosh. So first of all, we already see, we have a Mechlekes. Do you say Amoitzi? You don't say Amoitzi. We have a Mechlekes. By the way, Bar Pi'agafen is also a Mechlekes. The Shulchan Aruch passed because you don't say Bar Pi'agafen. But it's also not so 100% clear. Question is also, what do you do with Ma'ariv? Yeah. What do you do with Ma'ariv? What? Yeah, Lakas Neres, that's not a problem. You do it with Lakas Neres. Right? When Shabbos comes in, you do Lakas Neres, you can do it on the table. But the Shaila is, what do you do with Meir? What do you do with Kabbalah Shabbos? So Kabbalah Shabbos, really, Kabbalah Shabbos is not a davening that it's one of the Sidrei Tefillah. We do it, it's a union to do it. So you can do it. You sit down in the meal and you do Kabbalah Shabbos. We'll see soon if Shabbos Dilinsky brings. But what about Meir? Now, if you remember, last week we learned the sugya of what happens when you start a meal in one day and finish another day and you have to do two askaras. You have Alanisim, you have Ritzei. So we learned, the Shita Sataz is, that if I start the meal before and end the meal after, I do both. But the Mishabur doesn't pass it that way. The Mishabur brings it as a Yeshayimim. But the Mishabur says that it's be a loch like a Mogen Avraham. Then if I add the meal before and meal after, you do what? You do the Ritzei. You don't do Alanisim. But according to the Taz, you would do both. What happens if you don't Ma'ariv in between? We learned last week that if you do Ma'ariv in between, you don't say Alanisim. That says everybody agrees you don't tell anything. So you probably should do Ma'ariv after. Also, if you know the meal and you just stop it to do Kiddush, you're doing Ma'ariv after. Right? That's also the Pashup Shah of the story. Ma'ariv after, we learned this, and we're going to see soon also inside of Shabbat Vehizki. We learned in an earlier shiur. Is a person allowed to do a kiddush, eat, and then daven ma'ariv? Can he daven ma'ariv after his meal? Mogen Avraham says, yes, clear, you can do it. No problem. Let's say a person, they davening ma'ariv late. He wants to start the meal earlier. So he wants to do an early Shabbos, eat his meal, and then go to ma'ariv. He can do it. But al pi Kabbalah, it says not to do it. Pi Kabbalah is you need to have ma'ariv before the kiddush. I've just brought down. So here, if I'm doing ma'ariv after, I'm doing something which is not so gishmak, right? But let's, before we get to, so just some pitfalls that you have over here. My biggest question was like this. Why in the world would you do Purim Abu Mekadesh? Why you don't come Shabbos, do Birkas HaMazon, go down and come on Shabbos and Ma'ariv, come back and do the meal? Why not do it that way? So someone has said, Piskei Teshuvos wants to bring, I forgot the name of who, he brings the pshat is because you're not going to be hungry afterwards. You finish your meal, you're done. You come back, you're full. If I'm in the middle of the meal, I continue the meal. Okay, maybe that's the pshat. I mean, not so clean to see somebody saying that. But l'chura, there are some that do Purim Abu Mekadesh. Let's see first who are the ones that did it. If you look at the Me'iri at number 16, the Me'iri tells us over here, number 16, us and our parents, noagim bepurim shechaler sev Shabbos, Purim the Fathers on Shabbos, shematchilim besudim b'od yoyim. You start the sudim before Shabbos, ad shikadesh ayoyim. O Purim Abu Mekadesh. Purim Abu Mekadesh. The goyim mimisisuudo. You finish the meal, umaskirim bashal Purim. And he says you do Purim. Why? We mentioned this Me'iri last week. Shariyav kamishon so yoyim nesu. It's still a nes. Where the 15 still belongs to Purim. That's the Me'iri shita. But the night that skirim bashal Purim abish kva yoyim abas b'shal brach. Even the 14 is over. It's still Purim. Maybe here you can add the Taz. When the Taz says that you do always the two. Here the Me'iri brings another reason that tisvo also belongs to Purim. Okay. But the Me'iri tells us that was the minhag. The minhag was to do Purim Abu Mekadesh. Start early, continue, stop in the middle. Says that Me'iri says that is my minhag. On a Friday, when Purim falls on Friday. If you look at the Magen Avraham and Simit Tafir Tzayke, Sikot Nites, number 17 over here, he's quoting a Mordechai. He says, Matzasi Kosu Ba Mordechai. Kosu Beklaf, Ayao Ichas, Uzas Purim Be'ev Shabbos. He's in Purim before Shabbos. Yispalel, V'ifriz Mapo. He says he davens. He does daven. Does Purim Mapo, and he does kiddush and mazon. He can say he means because mazon too. Not so sure. But the Moshe Minogim Kosu Oyil the Leis Pile Ivis. Mashal the Mispile Shuv in Oyil Melanism. You don't say that Ma'ariv. Chen Kosu Ashlo Ma'ariv Shuvah. Chen Eli Divorch because mazon Tchila Chakis Pile Ivis. Let's see as one plukto. So the Mugav Ram over here has a problem with Alanism. Says, do you do Alanism with Ma'ariv? You don't do Alanism with Ma'ariv. My question is, what does Mugav Ram mean? Did he eat after? Did he eat after? Has to go with the shear that we had last time. But he brings over here the idea of Purim Mapo. He says, don't do that. Do because someone's the first. You could do Alanism. But you see that he brings in the name of the Mordechai that he used to do Purim Mapo. The Mordechai does say he does davening. Right? He's paddle. So you do the Purim Mapo davening. But you see the Mordechai did do Purim Mapo. He didn't do because someone's it. He did Purim Mapo. That's what you see over here. And if you go back to the Ma'aril, go back to the page before, and if you look at the beginning of the Shiloh of the Ma'aril says the following. Just look at the question. We'll see the question quickly because that's really going to get to us all these questions. How do you do? You do very long. So we calculate this little Shabbos. You wouldn't say Shabbos. You wait till the night, the Ud is over. So Ma'aril says clearly, it's the Eved to do Purim Mapo. Don't do Purim Mapo if it's Lechatchila. Says the Ma'aril in the question, says, yeah, but maybe this is the Eved. I have no other way to do it. So I have to do Purim Mapo. Okay, maybe that's, I understand what you do. You start the meal early, you do Purim Mapo because you have no other choice. See, you try to avoid it. That's what he says. Another thing which we'll get to in a moment, you can't do Ma'ariv earlier. It Say in the Priya Sadas, you have Nesek Tefillah. If you start early, you stop, you do Kiddush. And then you do Birkas HaMazon. So then you have a problem of the Tefillah, which is another point. But the Ma'aseh, what is the Ma'aril? The Ma'aril brings over here that maybe the reason why Boreh Vapo is a Doichak. So what is the Doichak? What is the Doichak? So the Ma'aseh says like this. There's two points. There's one point in Halacha that I found, and when I was preparing it last week's year, I was very happy to find at least a halachic issue. Why they had an issue with Boreh Vapo? The story that Boreh Vapo is it suddenly came the night. They didn't realize. Makes a lot of sense. Those days there was no watches. You're in the middle of the winter. It was cloudy. It was snowy. It was dark. You don't really realize what time is it exactly. Somebody realizes it's really dark. It's night. So what happens over there? So that's really the next piece of the Shulchan Aruch that we skipped. When a person does Birkas HaMazon, in those days, they're very careful. The Birkas HaMazon was a lakais. You do Birkas HaMazon, you do Birkas HaGafen. That's the issue. I'm going to finish my meal. I'll do Birkas HaMazon. How do I do a lakais? I can't do a lakais. So better to continue the meal, do Kiddush now, do Birkas HaMazon after. If you look over here, the Shulchan Aruch, in Seif Vav, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about that case. Come Suda, so in Seif Vav, the Kiddush HaYayim, Koydim Shibir Birkas HaMazon. He finished the meal, but he didn't do Kiddush yet. What should you do with Birkas HaMazon? The Vav Birkas HaMazon, Koyz Rishim HaKam HaKiddush HaYayim. So he says, you do Birkas HaMazon on the Koyz, it'll be fine. But then he does a Koyz Shaini, you could do it. And the Ramah says, V'yesha, I mean, the Ainu was Kiddush Shabbos, Zimah Tadchil Suda. V'yesha Chloikas Imito, Mikosh Birkas HaMazon, Kodesh HaKadosh. You have a problem. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues on the last part of the Seif. That's what Shulchan Aruch is referring to. He says, I have a problem with you. How can you know? Says the Shulchan Aruch, I finished my meal. It's dark. What should I do? Birkas HaMazon, what about the kais? So do Kiddush, then continue your meal, then you do Birkas HaMazon. That's a halachic reason why they couldn't do Birkas HaMazon in that moment. But the simple understanding of the Purim Ma'apo Kiddush is, and it could be a combination of two, but I think the main thing is, we started learning a little bit in Hilchos Seuda. Those days when they ate the Seuda, it wasn't just, you know, sitting down and taking a bite. It was a whole process. They would go, they had the washing with one hand, the Gemara tells us they would go on top of the bed, they would lay down the bed, they would give them the bring the table, the tables were movable, and in the table they had, there's a whole, I mean, hug him, what do you do when people are laying down, who talks first, who talks second? If I have to go now, stop my meal, go daven, go back to another meal, it's a big tircha. It was very complicated to do it. Even for us, it may be very complicated to stop your meal and go back and go forward. But that's the reason the person of Abagaj was a headache. You can add to that, there was also, people were poor, it wasn't a lot of money to make a double meal. But it seems from the pastures when they speak of Purim Ma'apo, I don't want to stop my meal. I'm not eating. I don't want to stop my meal and go to another meal. So you have a dinner, Purim Ma'apo Mikadosh. But what we see, and we see the Ma'aril himself says it as Doichak, and we saw some of the issues before, it's probably better to avoid it, if one can. Because you get into some issues. You don't have a Lenisim, you have a question with Ma'ariv, you have the question of the Brachas, as the Mishnah Berurah himself says somewhere else. So therefore, it's better to avoid it. But let's say a person, in a case that, for us, that person really, it's almost impossible to avoid it. As a person is coming, he comes home late, and he needs to do a meal then. And it's only 10 minutes before Shkia. 20 minutes before Shkia. He's going to do the meal, do Birkas HaMazon right away, he doesn't have a meal. So he's going to start the meal of Purim, eat a little bit, right away do Kiddush. That's where a person will provide Kiddush. We see a lot of stories that he could do it. If you look here at number 18 in the Purim Mishulash of Shai Debelitsky, and soon we'll get to, we'll summarize the whole thing over here. He says, "So this point is that Soyis of Shabbos Tachtchil Baboyke. It brings the Fachodim Nichatzos and Beretz before Chatzos. We go to Shabbos. There's no again a Purim where Shabbos Tachtchil Soyis the Lachach Chatzos Ayim. Chayish to put Mechigdos. Maybe some actually want to do it late. He brings another reason to do Mincha. For Ubal Gomitah Soyis to Shabbos. Most people finish before Shabbos comes in." That's what you should do. Some go into Shabbos and he does praise on Apo. And then he brings the Minhagim. And then he goes here and says to do Kabbalah Shabbos. He says to do Kabbalah Shabbos in the meal. At least do the minimum Kabbalah Shabbos that we do in Nesach Sfarad when you are in Shabbos that comes from Chol HaMoed. So you do, you know, the Mizmor David, you do the Boikalo of the Chadaydi, and you do the Mizmor Shem HaShabbos, the Shem Malach. Just see these things that you can continue on. And then he says also the idea of the Api Soid, don't do Ma'ariv. Don't do Ma'ariv after the meal. Better to avoid doing Ma'ariv after the meal. That's one of the big issues. Now, the one last thing over here before we summarize everything together. There's a beautiful tshuva here of Rav Moshe. Brought down the Mesiras Moshe. Someone came to ask Rav Moshe a question. A person could go, he's going to work, he has to go work. Those days, he has to go work, right? He's going to be in his work. Now, he can eat a meal before Chatzos. How? He'll take a sandwich. When it comes 11 o'clock, he's going to wash, eat the meal, shoot the sperm. Or, he's going to come home from work, it's going to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He can do the meal then. It's going to be after the time you start the meal. What should he do? Says Rav Moshe, wait for the evening. Why? We saw the Mishnah Berurah. It's not a tzura to do a Purim alone in your office in front of your computer. That's the Suda's Purim. Suda's Purim is to do with your family at home. So you see, Rav Moshe tells us that that's part of the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon I want to do the meal has to do also with the fact that it needs to be a tzura meal. If a person can do the meal earlier, but it's not going to be a Gishmaka meal. That takes it away. Then you should do it later. That's what Rav Moshe says.
It takes away from Simchas Yontif.
Yeah, the simcha for the tzura. Right, and that's what he brings. You should do that, and then he says. Then a question: what about prayers, Mapple? And so he says. Now, so let's see over here the second. That was the first part. The second part says, "Umimele." Start from the word "umimele." Umimele amash yitpel michal kri. The machash shemuucha v'alu yishkach. We had the shuv lechot to the spring. V'kadosh achkor ma yaseg b'sushas. What about the Shabbos? I mean, first Mapple v'kadosh. Or should you include tamucha? Should you do prayers Mapple or not? Tchilat Rabbeinu should get Shifra's Mapo. Her blog to unleash, she became a suz loyavul with 12 minions, like a dominant minion. They're going to be the Tzula B'tzibur. That's what he says. Then he said, he brings the Mognevra, he brings the Mordechai. She got him a Tzula B'tzibur, she became a she prays Mapo. So he says, the Omovil, she became a woman, she tioto, she yechal, chakav, chen, yish, linoik. So he brings over here that Lemaise, it's good, it's not so clear that I'm really rising now. He says it's better to daven after. He brings the Mogen Avraham. Lemaise comes out like this. He brings the Mogen Avraham that tells us the Mogen Avraham himself. If you remember, number 17, how did Mogen Avraham end? Chen yuli yivarech because sabozim tchilo chagis pal arvi. So tis when plukto to get out of the machlek is daven ma'ariv bench daven ma'ariv and then go out. So it comes out like this. Halacha lemaise, how do you do with the Suda's Purim this year? So we start to start the meal. That was the first part of this year. It's a mile to do before Chatzos. Clearly, there's what to be rely on, lechatchila, to do it until the end of the ninth hour, which comes to be about 5 to 3 here in New York. You can't do it then, you start even afterwards. That's clear. You start the meal. When should you end the meal? So it comes out from everything that we learn, better to end the meal before Shabbos starts. That's better. You with that, you achieve a few things. First of all, Al HaNisim. Could do Al HaNisim in Birkas HaMazon. There's a big Indian to do Al HaNisim. Very big Indian. Some even old, we don't pass like that. Some of them forget Al HaNisim to do Birkas HaMazon again. So there's a big Indian to do Al HaNisim. So that's one thing, do Al HaNisim. Second is, you want to do Al HaMayr before the meal. A big Kabbalah is better to do Al HaMayr before the meal than after the meal. Third, you want to do Al HaMayr with a minion. Right away. Okay. So that's all, you know, my list why to do it first. But if a person is not able to do it, either because he's starting the meal too late, or because he doesn't have the kaiches to do it, to do this combination. There is a minhag to do Purim Mapo Bekadosh. And we see the Meiri says that's what they did every year, every time, by them. And you see the Mordechai says that's what they did it. And this minhag is Shari V'Kayim. So you do Purim Mapo Bekadosh. And how do you do Purim Mapo Bekadosh? You start the meal, you say Kabbalah Shabbos while you're in the meal, and then you continue the meal after, by doing Kiddush with Arbei Per Gofen, doing a Moitzi, doing a bread, Lechem Mishne, at the most, with Arbei Kasa Moitzi. And that's you do the meal. And Shaila is, what happens if you could do the same thing, you could do Ma'ariv in the middle? We, just to mention it quickly, that we learned the idea that Ma'ariv, in the middle of the meal, Ma'ariv, is that going to be a Hefsek or not? Some hold it is. We pass cannot. We pass a person could have a Ma'ariv in between. So a person in the middle of the meal doesn't want to stop his meal. But he could daven ma'ariv. L'chori should daven ma'ariv. The only issue there, and this will end, is questions like this. Let's say a person does this prayer of Hapoel Mekadosh. He does the first meal, does the kiddush, does the kiddush without Beg Efen, eats the bread, continues the meal. Does because of mazon. Should he say al nisim or not? Or should he say only ritzei? So we learned last week, the chori is only ritzei. But we learned also that Taz told you say both. The Magen Avraham that we just saw before, chori says you should say both in this case. We have the Meiri that tells you that when al nisim you could say in the night because it's tisvav. So since there's a lot of mock-up to say al nisim, if you didn't have a marriage yet. If you did have a marriage, then you have a problem. So therefore, that's one of the reasons to say, to leave Ma'arif after, and is what to rely on to say Ritzei Ala Nisim when you do Puris Ma'apol Mekadosh. So to summarize, better to avoid Puris Ma'apol Mekadosh, comes up for everything, but if a person wants to do it, L'chur, there is a lot of minhag to do it, and there is a way to do it, not to do Brei Pei Gavra, not to do Amaitzi, you just do you do Kiddush, you continue the bread, and you continue your meal, and that's what you do, combine the Suda's Purim with the Suda's Shabbos. This will end, and we should all have a Freilich HaPurim, should be Gishmak, and we should do it the right way. And Eretz Yisrael, you don't have that problem, because you do Suda's Purim on Sunday.
Could you give us the practical times for this Friday?
Yeah, you can close. Chatzos is today before, I think, 12:08.